What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
This is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of June the 1st, 2018. Thank you for joining us on the program. Even a bigger, better thank you when we actually hear you join us on the program. I am Dave Graveline, H working with the show still out of New York these days. Erasmo in the control room here in the studio with moi.
Eddie Palermo.
Chris Graveline.
All right. And, of course, tech news and commentary in our first segment every hour. But in this particular case, you know what starts this weekend? Something exciting.
And something cool.
And very cool. And it's something hot.
Something that you want.
Oh, there you go. It's all of those somethings.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Oh, yes, indeed. Those of you who have been regular listeners over our 23 years know that every summer we do some really cool giveaways. And we've got a bunch of stuff. And by the way, what you're about to hear are just some of the many things we have piled up, stacked up in the studio. We can't even hardly get down the hall of the studio these days because it's all summer giveaway goodies. And if you hear anything in particular you would like, no promises, no guarantees, but let us know when you call in and we'll do our best to get one of those items to you. For example,
from OWC, we've got a USB-C travel dock with 5 ports for connecting and powering and charging, a Thunderbolt 3 dual display port adapter, increase your screen real estate, and a Thunderbolt 3 dual HDMI adapter.
Yeah, several of each, I might add. Not just a, but a bunch.
And coming from Pure, we have a Pure Boom wireless earbuds, which is water resistant and premium sound. They also come with a Pure Juice portable charger, which provides up to 2 charges for your smartphone. Also, we have a charge sync cable for Apple Lightning devices and a USB charging station. Charges 4 devices at once.
Uh-huh. From WeBoost, drive sleek cell phone signal boosters. These are a bunch of them. We got 4 at $200 a piece. And a drive 4GX cell phone signal booster for your car. These are $480 each, and we've got a bunch.
From Ventev, we've got a dashboard quick charge enabled car charger with 2 USB ports and a global charging hub 300 capable of charging devices in over 150 countries.
Wow, pretty cool stuff. From SF Planet,
we have a Foss Power Power Active Certified rugged water resistant power banks. It also comes with Foss Power IPX7 waterproof speaker, a Vena 6Net 360 bike phone mount,
and a whole bunch of other stuff.
More from, other prizes.
Yeah, you're
in.
Gonna stay tuned. We're gonna share with you. How about from Moda, Jet Ultras, world's smallest streaming drones. You get the idea. We have so many cool things to share with you, and all you need to do is participate on the program. And what's the easiest way to do that?
Well, if you're on Android, then you can participate with the audio option on the free app.
Oh, that's true. And you sound like you're right here sitting in Eddie's lap in the studio.
And if you have an iOS, then you just need to make a quick call at 1-800-899-INTO.
Good save. That's what is that numerically, in case people don't want to have to spell INTO?
That's right. It's 800-899-4686.
There you go. And all calls from now through the end of the summer, but why would you wait? Because some of the good stuff might be gone by then. All calls automatically qualify for these goodies. Let us know. Again, no promises, no guarantees, but we will always do our best to get something that you ask for. Mention 2 or 3 items if you'd like, and we'll try to get one of those things to you as part of our big summer giveaway. Now, some tech news and commentary while we have some time.
A futuristic digital license plate that can change its display and track the vehicle it's attached to is being tested on California roads. The plates use e-ink screens like e-books and are equipped with a GPS tracker that can transmit the location of the vehicle. They've got a reflective surface, backlighting, weatherproofing, and are hardwired to the car. Users can modify the display with custom messages via an app and electronically update their registration without the need for a sticker or a visit to the DMV.
Okay, but now, as a former police officer for many years, I have to ask, you're not changing the license plate number, right?
Not.
Okay, just a display around it or something
Correct.
Else. All right.
You know, it's being marketed as a fleet management tool for commercial outfits that can also double as a promotional platform, as the screens can display company branding and advertisements when the vehicles are parked, all while still showing the plate number in a smaller font in the corner.
Okay.
Owners can also have the plates display the word stolen if their cars go missing.
Oh, geez.
While emergency messages like amber alerts and flood warnings can be blasted to all of the devices in an affected area in an effort to reach other motorists.
Now, that's very cool because we all, at least in South Florida, we've been getting these huge traffic signs, and I think most of the country is getting them too. A lot of federal grants providing them with amber alerts and warnings of accidents ahead or problems or, you know, exits that are going to be closed for construction, what have you. But to put important things on tags that maybe alternate between your tag number and then the information is pretty cool if everyone ends up adopting it. Imagine, though, being behind a car that's flashing stolen, stolen, stolen. It's like, okay, 911. It's like, you might want to be aware of this. Here's where I am, and this is the car. And they'll dispatch somebody immediately to hopefully obtain that bad guy or gal.
Or seeing an amber alert blasted on this tag, which is for the car that you're seeing it on.
Yeah. Wow. That'd be kind of awesome. And, of course, so you mentioned advertising, so that'll be overused.
Right. Of course, the privacy advocates are all up in arms now because of the GPS tracking ability, saying, well, now if you're connecting these things to the net and having everybody's vehicle tracked, you know, what's that going to mean for privacy?
But I'm thinking more in terms of for your teens' vehicles, you know, your kids' cars, that kind of stuff, maybe for your parents. In the event of a silver alert, I don't know if they have them elsewhere around the country, but we have those in Florida. Imagine that, where they say some people don't come here to retire, they just come here to die. The point being, though, is that much like an amber alert with a missing child, you can have a silver alert where there's, you know, mom or dad wandered off, and here's the vehicle that they're likely driving. Please let the authorities know if you see it. We're worried about them. Yeah. That can be very helpful on these tags,
too. Well, and that kind of thing, since there is GPS connectivity, and, you know, with, obviously, you know, the user's permission, or the parent, or the child's permission if it's an older parent, if they do a silver alert, they can then track the vehicle and find out where this tag is.
True.
And since it's hardwired to the car, it's not like it could be taken off and put onto another vehicle.
Yeah. No, exactly.
So it might eliminate those silver alerts.
That's true.
Or a new invention could also be, instead of having an app like Find My Friend, it could be like Find My Car.
That's exactly
isn't
true.
There a movie about that? Like, Dude,
Where's My Car? Yeah, he's too young for that, too, probably.
Yeah. I remember that.
Okay, good.
Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, it's very appropriate. Real-time lookup and smart text selection are now being introduced for Google Lens. Previously announced augmented reality features are already available, including some real-time search capability that allows users to point their cameras at objects to obtain information. We talked about this on the show years ago when they were beta testing some things, which was really cool. You could point your phone's camera to a museum, for example, and it would display some initial information. Their hours, what the museum was all about, that kind of stuff. And they're doing more and more of that. And now with Google Lens, because their first attempt at Google Glasses just never took off. So maybe they have a shot at this one. We shall see how that ends up working out.
And Inzolanda, a German electronic commerce company in Berlin, has cut off nearly 250 staff members and has replaced them with algorithms.
Whoa, okay. It's one thing to be replaced by a kiosk or something, but these people are being replaced by algorithms.
Computer softwares, yes.
Interesting.
The products will basically be personalized, and marketing department will be restructured all by developed algorithms. These layoffs are supposed to be part of a growth tactic for the business.
Maybe not for those employees, but the business is growing, and that's the very nature of how technology is taking over. Exactly. Technology being disruptive has always been the case, ever since the first technology was coming out many hundreds of years ago. It's always disruptive. But that's kind of interesting. Up to now, we haven't really heard of somebody being replaced by an algorithm. It's like, really?
We can look at Home Depot. Every four cashiers got replaced by machines with self-scans.
That's true. And you still can't get anybody to help you in aisle six. You stand there for an hour, and that's it. I'm going to Lowe's. Oh, and then all of a sudden, can I help you? You know, then all of a sudden, you get some...
It's like, Joe, get the ladder.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's when you use tech, because I've been in Home Depot, and I've used the Home Depot. When I couldn't find anything, I've used the Home Depot app. Because you can find something and it tells you it's on aisle so-and-so in bay so-and-so slot.
Damned if I have to download somebody's app in order to go find something in their store when they're wearing vests that say, can I help you, but they're just never around.
Well, but if I wanted to talk to people, I wouldn't use technology.
Well, that's true. See, Chris is very antisocial. Because you saw earlier, even in the studio, I said, go in and tell Eddie about this and this and this, and he just stayed out of the studio. and instead, he was playing music, and instead of coming in to be social. So I could see Chris in a store. He'd much rather use the app than talk to a human being.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Not well.
Not well.
So, and speaking of apps, the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office in Florida has released a list of 9 apps that parents should know about. I'll give you a few of them here, and then we'll go over the rest of them next hour. But some of the ones that they say you really want to be careful about is Bumble. They say Bumble is similar to the popular dating app Tinder. However, it requires women to make the first contact. Kids have been known to use Bumble to create fake accounts and falsify their age.
Oh.
Another app, Live.me, is a live streaming video app that uses geolocation to share videos so users can find out a broadcaster's exact location. Users can earn coins as a way to pay miners for photos.
Oh, geez.
Another one they say to be careful about is AskFM. AskFM is known for cyberbullying. The app encourages users to allow anonymous people to ask them questions. A popular one they say to be worried about is Snapchat. It's one of the most popular apps of 2018. While the app promises users can take a photo and video and it will disappear, recent features including stories allow users to view content for up to 24 hours. Now, Snapchat also allows users to see your location. One more and before we go on. Hala is a self-proclaimed addicting video chat app that allow users to meet people all over the world in just seconds. Reviewers say they have been confronted with racial slurs, explicit content, and more.
Whoa, geez.
So stay tuned. In our tech news segment next hour, I'll go over the rest of the apps
share some other
to be careful about.
And see, it's interesting because a lot of these, and stay tuned this hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. John Huber again and about dating apps and about things like that. And he brings up the first one you mentioned, Bumble, right, and Tinder, and we talk about these things. But we didn't talk about them in the context of younger kids getting in trouble using them. And the last thing a parent needs is for their child, unbeknownst to them in many cases, being found by someone for nefarious reasons. And especially things where you can geolocate them very quickly or see pictures that you shouldn't be seeing of them or whatever. So do stay tuned. We'll have more information, as Chris mentioned, next hour on the program. You don't want to miss that. Deborah in Porterville, California, listens on KTIP. Hey, Deborah.
Yesterday at 1:03 p.m., a live photo was added to my photo album. I did not take this picture. The man that's in the picture is unknown to me.
Oh.
And the picture appears to be a selfie. My phone did not leave my possession. I went to AT&T. I asked them, how could this have gotten on my phone? And AT&T said it probably was an AirDrop. Do you agree with that? I've turned off my AirDrop, even though it was only meant for contacts in my address book. Curious if you can help me solve this mystery.
Well, Deborah, we'll do our best, but they may very well be right about AirDrop. Back when it was a new feature, it was common for people to send pictures to random people around them just for the fun of it. That has died down quite a bit and is mostly a thing of the past, but it certainly can still happen.
Now, since you say yours was set to your contacts in the first place, we should mention the other possibility, iCloud. If someone else's phone was on your iCloud account, their pictures would go into your photo stream. It seems to us like that's an unlikely cause since you only got one, but it's possible that they only have one on their phone. Checking to see if this is the case is easy. Just log into iCloud.com with your Apple ID, and it will show you all the devices under your account on Find My Device.
And if you're still not convinced, just simply change your Apple ID password to be safe.
Oh, that's probably the easiest thing to do right there. Good idea.
What they told you does make sense, though. And if there's no unknown device listed on iCloud.com, then there's probably not cause for concern.
Yeah, but I think the best advice there between the three of us is what Eddie said about just change your Apple ID password, and hopefully that was a fluke, a one-time thing, and not hopefully anything to be really worried about. Or maybe the guy likes you, so...
Maybe he was trying to send a secret message, you know?
Yeah, maybe just a little hello, you know. Hopefully it wasn't an obscene picture of any sort, but just, I understand what, you know, needing to solve that mystery, and we try to do that, and we'll meet you at intotomorrow.com.
In today's connected world, high-speed internet is a necessity. Luckily, where you live no longer means missing out on a fast connection. Do what we did and get HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet Gen 5 delivers the speed you need where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you, too. Text RADIO to 35,000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35,000. HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live and work.
Hi there, welcome back to Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. I'm Cameron Graveline and Chris Graveline in the studio and a Russ Mullen ratio in the control room. Now here's Dave.
Oh, thank you, Cameron. We appreciate that. Always good to get Cam in the mix because he wants you to call in and participate and win prizes. Do stay tuned as we tell you more about our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
And here's Eddie Palermo.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Yep, and did I mention I'm Dave Graveline? Well, perhaps Cameron did anyway. What do we got coming up in our next segment?
Dave will be talking to Dr. John Huber, a psychologist mainstream for mental health. He and Dave will discuss dating apps and depression.
Very interesting stuff coming up in just a few minutes.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com.
Ah, yes, indeed. That's Dexcom.com. You'll see why I personally love them. Be careful when online and watch out for scams. Ken Higgins with OWC has a tip about phishing.
Thanks, Dave. There are many ways to encounter danger when online, but one of the more common threats is called phishing, with a PH. Phishing attacks are a form of social hacking in which a malicious party sends emails claiming to be a well-used website, like Apple or Facebook. The email will ask you to click a link to log in, stealing your credentials. If you suspect you've received a phishing email, just right-click on the from address to see if it is from the valid sender. But if you're unsure, reach out directly to the company to make sure it is legitimate, or go to the website to log in. So, don't take the bait. And now, back to you, Dave.
Ah, I see what you did there, Ken.
His puns.
Ken, love it, though. He's always got great tips. And you want more information about what Ken and his team are up to, visit OWCDigital.com. And we look forward every week to Ken's digital tips. Bonnie in Montrose, Colorado, listens on News Radio 580 AM, KUBC. Hello, Bonnie.
Well, I have a problem with my Samsung 5. I have all these pop-ups, and I just can't seem to get them off of my phone. They pop up constantly, driving me crazy. Please help me. I just don't know what to do. I've taken it to the techs at the help store, but that doesn't help me because they don't know what to do either. Please help me. I'm just so sick of these pop-ups.
Well, Bonnie, we certainly will do our best to help you, and I'm with you. If it's something that's driving me crazy, for me, it's a very short drive, so you got to deal with these things. We don't really know what you mean, though, to be very honest with you. If you're getting a lot of notifications from a specific app, you can remove its permissions to notify you of anything in the phone settings. That may solve the problem.
Any other type of pop-ups would be very strange to us, and they would likely mean that your phone is rooted. If that's the case, getting rid of the problem without restoring may be a little harder, and restoring and unrooting may be your best bet.
Without knowing more about the pop-ups, we can't really suggest much, though. We don't really know what you mean by that. And since that's the problem itself, we can't be of much help unless you reach out with more information. If you do want to share more information, though, like when does the pop-up occur, for example, when you're browsing through the internet, then perhaps with those details provided, we can help you.
Oh, that's a good point. Let us know a little bit more, Bonnie, about when they're regularly popping up. Does it have to do with a particular app or when you're on a particular browser? Are you using the Samsung internet browser or Chrome or Firefox on your phone? What specifically is going on? And then we can help you zero down in there. But if it does seem, as we mentioned earlier, that it's coming from a particular app, either delete that app if it's not something that you use regularly, or just go into permissions and say, don't notify me every time. Just go into the app as you need it. And perhaps that will help you out. Because those are the kinds of things that can drive you nuts. And I certainly feel for you there. By the way, in addition to our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway, we've still got some regular, if you will, prizes, like a Tableau Dual whole home over-the-air DVR for cord cutters
from Yale and a Shure touchscreen deadbolt lock.
We got some mini squids from Bits Limited. Now, these are travel-sized surge-protected power strips with two USB charging ports, very handy for when you're out and about traveling.
From True Medic, an Insta-Shiatsu head and neck massager.
Can you say that on the radio?
I just did.
Oh, well, I guess it's all right then. From RioLink, how about a 1080p wire-free battery-powered indoor smart home camera? We got that for you as well.
And from Vogue Duo, a QZ30-watt car charger with two USB-C outlets and low voltage warning.
Ah, that's very handy. I use one of those in my car with my Note 8 and USB-C. More details at intotomorrow.com.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662 6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Folks are saying things like, I like huge chunks of video content on my Go Everywhere screen. Well, that's going to be good enough for millennials who were wounded by the financial turndown their parents went through and think a tiny house and a tiny screen are the wave of the future. Well, maybe this smaller is better thing isn't a fad after all. What do you think? We always want to get your opinion. We want to solve your digital dilemmas, address any consumer tech concerns you may have. And, of course, we want you to call in anytime, 24-7, 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686, anytime that you've got a question, a comment, a concern, help for another listener, whatever the case. And we send you prizes for participating. Did I mention I'm Dave Graveline and you're tuned into Tomorrow? Our next guest is the chairman for a nonprofit organization that brings lasting and positive change to the lives of many individuals that suffer from mental health issues. A delight to have him back on Into Tomorrow. Psychologist with Mainstream Mental Health is Dr. John Huber. John, welcome back into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I am amazing, Dave. Thanks for having me back on.
It's a pleasure. Tell me a little bit, first of all, about what it is that you and your group does that does help change so many lives, and then we'll get into some of the specifics that you're working on these days.
Well, our first mandate is to destigmatize mental health. We do that by coming on shows like yours and talking about mental health issues because we as a society somehow are afraid to open up and talk about what's going on with our mental health and our mental health issues. And our second goal, which we're in the very beginning phases of it, is we're trying to create a fund to be able to provide outpatient therapy services for our veterans, because right now the average wait to see a therapist in the VA is about 130 days nationwide.
Oh my God.
Some areas, yeah, some areas it's almost a year, and other places it's 90 to 100 days, but it's pretty rough.
That's crazy, and especially when we're talking about some mental health issues, for them to have to wait that long to be able to just speak to someone and seek some input and advice and, gee, how can you help me through this and that kind of thing, there's absolutely no reason for that. Have you identified why such a backlog and why they just can't clear it up and move on and help especially our veterans more quickly?
Well, there's this cultural mythology in the military that if you have mental health issues, you're somehow broken or defective. So that is carried over into when they become veterans, when they're through active duty. And a lot of people are, first of all, afraid to go and see therapists. And then the VA facilities that have the therapists available, they're just inundated with all the PTSD and everything else. And there's just not enough providers out there. And if you want to talk about the issues getting on, like, TRICARE and stuff like that, it's a very difficult procedure compared to, say, Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And a lot of that has to do with you know, the military regulations and things like that. So our idea is we need to create a facility that we can just pay for them to go find a therapist, and it doesn't have to be a Veteran Administration therapist. It is one of their choice, and that's our ultimate goal, is to be able to do that. And they're committing suicide right now. Our veterans are averaging 22 a day.
Oh.
And that's just unheard of.
Oh, of course. And totally unacceptable. I mean, these are guys and gals that have fought for our country. And as you mentioned, whether it's PTSD from, you know, traumatic syndromes from combat or being on the front lines of somewhere, or any issue at all that has to do with their mental health, there has got to be a way to resolve this and not lose any, let alone so many. 22 a day is ridiculous.
Exactly. And we've even worked with some of the ketamine clinics here in Central Texas. And, you know, last year they treated over 500 veterans with PTSD using ketamine, and 400 out of the 500 no longer have symptoms with the PTSD, and it's just amazing. So, but that's expensive. It's about $3,000, and it's about a 3-week course of treatment. And but it's effective. We know it works. So,
well, and how can you get funding for that? I mean, is that part of? Can we find out at mainstreammentalhealth.org? Do you have an opportunity there for folks to donate or get involved?
They can donate there, exactly, and we are working with Dr. Carl Bonnet, who is the founder of the clinic we're doing. It's called Clarisana, and they have clinics in San Antonio, Austin, and he's up in Denver right now getting one set up there, and we're getting ready to release our little podcast with him probably in the next 10 days, talking specifically about the biological mechanisms. There's just amazing research on what happens between your frontal lobe and your amygdala and how your body resets itself. It's just amazing compared to regular cognitive therapy and stuff like that. The effectiveness is just outstanding and quick.
Well, that's great to hear, and we wish you much success in that. Again, mainstreammentalhealth.org for more info. But being the tech show, John, we got to get back to a little more discussion of tech-related things. And being a psychologist, doctor that you are, one of the things I wanted to be sure and talk about, these days there's a lot of discussion about things like online dating and how it seems like there's new studies that are saying they lower self-esteem and increase depression. Is that probably because of rejection or lack of acceptance, or, you know, people figure that, okay, I'm going to try an online dating site and nothing's happening, or I'm being turned down all the time. So then it kind of seems that you're going to be depressed or have lower self-esteem.
Yeah.
Am I hitting the nail on the head there?
Oh, I think you're getting it completely. And, you know, the advantage of social media sites and dating sites, whether it's Tinder and Bumble and all these different ones, is that it's a numbers game. There's a lot more exposure. But with that exposure, you have a higher number of rejections. You know, when you go to a club or a bar and you try to pick up somebody, you might try and hit on one or two, maybe three individuals a night. So you can only get rejected, you know, three or four times, maybe max.
Yeah.
On Tinder or Bumble, you can get rejected three or four times every minute.
Oh,
I mean, and you can get slammed, and people can post things, and it's just beating yourself up. And the reality of it is, a lot of those sites, you know, they were originally designed as hookup sites, where you just hook up, and now they're evolving into a short-term kind of a hookup situation where you might hook up with this person, but it's not for a one-night stand. It's for like the next 2 or 3 weeks, and then you're done with the individual and you move on. So it's still, even when you do hook up, it's not a fully vested relationship that you actually get nurtured from as far as that individual contact and intimacy that you normally would get. And I'm talking about intimacy beyond the sexual content of it.
Yeah. Oh, of course. You know, feeling the romance and, you know, the relationship and something developing there, perhaps. But even then, as you say, it's by far the majority are just, okay, well, a couple of weeks later, see you. and they're done. It almost sounds, Doctor, like you're better off going to a bar on a Saturday night and get rejected only two or three times instead of hundreds of times. Is that kind of the solution, or do you just remain a hermit if you're trying to connect with another human being?
Well, you know, part of the problem is, you know, the research shows, you know, if you're goal directed on your computer, on your cell phone. In other words, if you're working on, say, a work project, or if you're in college and you're working on doing research and you're putting together a paper or a presentation, that is different than this social media kind of searching. And what they find is if you're on that social media or if you're playing games online, that if you're online more than 2 hours, after the second hour, you start exhibiting physiological symptoms of depression.
Whoa.
So if you're on there, you're getting rejected and rejected and rejected. Not only are you getting rejected, your body is already isolating itself and withdrawing from real human interactivity, and you're getting rejected on top of that, and you're setting yourself up for some major mental health issues like depression.
John, I want to ask if you can hold on a couple of minutes. Let us pay a couple bills.
Yes,
I've got some more things I want to chat with you about. We're talking with Dr. John Huber, psychologist with mainstreammentalhealth.org. He's been on the show before. When you hear him, you know why we like to get him back again. Great input. I'm going to get more from him right after we do this here on the Advanced Media Network.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're chatting with psychologist with mainstreammentalhealth.org, Dr. John Huber, who's been on the show before, and I love having him on because a lot of common sense from him. And I don't know if they taught you that in psychologist school or not, but you speak not only from the heart, but you have a passion for everything you're doing, whether it's helping veterans to cope. And by the way, you want to visit mainstreammentalhealth.org and see how you can help as well. You can donate. You can learn more about the issues that John and his team are working on with our veterans. But before the break, we were talking about online dating and how it lowers self-esteem and it increases depression. Dating apps, from what I gathered, are only gaining in popularity. So if that's the case with so many people, it seems the vast majority being rejected, then how is it that these things are growing faster even?
Well, part of it is that our young people are spending more and more time online, and they go and they get addicted to that online activity. When they're on Instagram and somebody clicks on the like button, the little heart there, they actually get a little bit of a dopamine burst, and it makes them feel good, and they start craving more and more of that.
Well, now, I don't think it's just our young people. I get a nice grin as well when somebody likes me. I love it. You know, it seems
the
case.
But the difference is with our young people is they don't know a world without that. You and I do. Yeah. We know that when we walk down the hall at work and we see somebody we haven't seen in a couple of days and they're a friend of ours and they smile, we get that same dopamine burst.
True.
But then we actually have physical contact. We shake their hand. We have a good eye contact. We have a short conversation. We're actually being physically nurtured, and we're getting all these neurochemical transmissions that are going on that actually help our brain stay healthy. Whereas with the like on Instagram, we just get the little dopamine burst and we don't get all the other nutrition that goes with it. So it's much like drinking a diet soda. Your stomach kind of fills up and you get a sweet feeling, a sweet flavor, but no nutritional value with it at all.
Good analogy. And I like, for example, how you and I walking down that hall are not tied up on anti-social media looking down at our phone. That's how we can actually see each other and greet each other and say hello and, hey, how have you been? Whatever. And again, the younger folk aren't necessarily doing that because they seem to be stuck on what I've begun calling the anti-social media apps all the time, it seems.
Exactly. And it's so bad that the research shows that if you have 7 or more of those apps on your cell phone, you are 3 times more likely to be clinically depressed.
Oh, wow.
Than if you don't. So.
And of course, you mentioned Instagram and of course, Snapchatting, and there's so many more. I mean, a lot of the younger folks have gotten away from Facebook. As soon as mom and dad got on Facebook, they ran. But at least a lot of these other antisocial apps continue to gain in popularity. I'm seeing stats from you that Match.com has more than 7 million paid subscribers. That's an increase of almost 3.5 million since a couple of years ago. And Tinder generating 1.5 billion swipes every day. I don't know. You swipe left for no, I guess, and right for yes. I don't know how there's a swiping thing there. But
you know, my experience with that is as a consultant in court for divorces, and Tinder comes up more and more often. It's really bizarre.
So but you said something earlier, Doc, that I want to make sure and bring out, and that is the fact that a lot of folks can get to meet people even with games, even if they're online games. My son, who's unfortunately recently divorced, has met a couple of people via Words with Friends because it became more social, even though it's another anti-social app in a sense. But they're playing a game. They find some things in common. They laugh about it, whatever. And then hey, where do you live? Oh, I'm in town as well. We ought to get together. Let's have a beverage or something, you know. And that has helped. And,
exactly.
And he's not really out looking for, the next Mrs. Graveline, thank God, at the moment. But the fact is he's at least getting out there. And if it's Word with Friends or something like that that helps make a connection, then hopefully that's not as difficult, certainly not as self-esteem lowering or depression generating as a dating app.
Well, if he's doing the next step, actually going out and meeting people face to face, it should actually accentuate and help his searching process.
Good.
You know, and but the problem is, like I said before, you get these new generations coming up that they don't have that experience.
Yeah.
They don't know how to make those connections. And it's a scary thought, you know, that they don't know how to look somebody in the eye and shake their hand and ask them how they're doing, because those people, whether we like to think about it or not, are the same people who are going to be taking care of us in the nursing home at some point in the future.
Yeah. Now, there's a scary situation, but you hit the nail on the head. And I wish we had more time. I've just got to get you back on the show again sooner than later.
Awesome.
But, yeah, that is scary. And the fact that they just don't know. It seems to me like as parents, we need to not talk to kids, you know, we always have to say, well, you know, at some point you got to have that talk with your kids. Well, now it seems that talk is becoming get off your phone and get out in the world. You know, so maybe that's part of it, too, that as parents we've got to jump in and say, listen, you know, I know you're having some fun with these apps, but there's more to life than this. Really, trust me. And maybe try to get that out in front of them as well. Meantime, visit Mainstream Mental health.org. We'll link you there too when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Dr. John Huber, psychologist with that organization. Keep up the good work. Let's get you back on again. There's always good stuff you're coming up with that we need to share with our audience, and I'm happy to do so.
Thank you, Dave. Anytime.
Terrific. We're back with more as Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline right here on the Advanced Media Network.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-523-9112. That's 800-523-9112. Again, 800-523-9112.
Do you sometimes feel like Fred Flintstone in a George Jetson world? Well, we here at Into Tomorrow are here to help, hopefully make technology easier for you, more fun, more productive, and not be afraid of technology. If you've got any questions, comments, or concerns, we have a toll-free number you can call anytime, 24 hours a day, and we'll address your issue on the next broadcast. Oh, and by the way, as an addition, you then qualify to win some of these really cool prizes. Stay tuned. We'll tell you about more of them in our annual Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway. I'm Dave Graveline, Erasmo in the control room.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And I'm Eddie Palermo.
There you go. An email from Jack in Brooklyn, New York, who listens to us on Stitcher. Jack, hopefully next time you'll actually call in and let us hear you. But Chris will play the part of Jack and read his email.
He says, I'm writing this because it might run too long if I spoke.
Oh, jeez. Well, we'll speed him up, though.
Yeah. Commenting on the LG Silly Dishwasher app that you spoke about on the May 18th show,
you
are correct. It makes no sense for LG to build such a machine that serves no purpose. I would like to suggest a dishwasher that would make sense.
Okay.
First, create a new piece of dishwasher hardware. Let this hardware allow the user to put a large amount of detergent in at one time. You'll see where I'm going with this in a minute. Next, let the manufacturer mount several tiny waterproof cameras on the inside. Next, the user starts the dishwasher with the app. The cameras allow the machine to see the extent of dirt and grease it's dealing with. Now, the built-in computer decides how much detergent to dispense, and it can also decide how long to run.
Oh, boy. We're trusting the computer to add the right amount of detergent, huh?
Yeah. Ooh. Using its camera eyes, it will see when the dishes are clean. Once clean, it would go into a dry cycle until it sees that the dishes are dry. Then the machine shuts down, but not before it sends a message to the app that it is, in fact, done. What do you think?
Wow. Well, Jack, I still think you should have called because we would have loved to hear your inflection and your passion about this. But it seems that it would make the dishwasher way too expensive to make up for the modest savings in detergent, frankly. IntoTomorrow.com. Join us there, won't you?